Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Snitaker, who's the Division Merchandise Manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I ran into you three or four times in Las Vegas at Surfaces. I wanted to talk to you about that show in just a minute. Let's first, though, most people know Nebraska Furniture Mart opened a fourth store last year down in Dallas, the biggest store you've ever opened. Let's start with that. How's business down in the colony?
It's doing really well. The store overall had a great year, was close to meeting the expectations, which were pretty lofty to begin with. They're starting to fill in a little bit around the store. We've got restaurants going up. We've got a hotel going up right now. I think there's six new restaurants that's going to open within the next 6 months. The weekends are crazy there. Flooring is doing well.
That's what I wanted to focus on, was flooring. Obviously, you don't have any comps to compare it to. I know you probably had plans and expectations. Are you meeting or exceeding those plans?
Well, percentage of sales for flooring, as far as the goals that we set, we are exceeding those. We're a couple, two or three points above what the goals we set for ours. So I would say, yes, we're doing really well. The rugs are going fantastic. Hard surfaces are going great. And carpet's really catching on.
Okay. So when you roll Nebraska Furniture Mart's total business up, you can't say you're 25% bigger because this is your biggest store. Since you've got this big store, it's hard probably to equate. But how say, is the Kansas City store doing on a year-over-year basis?
Well, year-over-year, without Texas, for 2015, we were up about
4%. Okay.
Kansas City actually led the group of the other three, so they had a nice year. January sales were actually surprisingly good. Two of the stores were closed one day in January because of snow, and we still were about 7% ahead of last year.
All right, well, let's go to Surfaces. I failed to mention, and I need to mention as well, you're also president of the NFA, so that means you came to the show a day early because you guys have a meeting. When you work Surfaces, I know you make appointments because it seems to me like every time I went into a booth, they said, well, I can talk to you for a few minutes, but Dave's coming in a minute.
Yeah, we worked it hard, actually.
Uh-huh. So you work appointments. Talk about some of your observations from the show.
The first observation was it was a little bit harder to work than what I was expecting. You know, it's nice that it was all on one floor, but it was so spread out that it was hard to make appointment times. Next year, we're going to have to factor that in, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's harder to work it that way, but the fact that you get to see everything, and sometimes we didn't make as many attempts to get down to the lower floor before. Mm-hmm. So I was really excited about having everything on that same floor. As far as just what you're seeing, you know, it really was much more of a hard surface market than it's been even in the past. You know, there was a lot of carpet there, but in comparison to all the new products that you saw in hard surfaces, they really dominated.
Yeah, that's right. I could concur that right now the show, and I think it's because, you know, it moved onto one floor after many people had reserved spaces with the old program. And you had the stone cutting equipment in the middle, but, you know, hopefully that'll get better in years to come. And again, your observation around hard surface, a lot of people said carpet is, with the exception of Mohawk, most of the carpet was on the far left. So some of it was lost in the middle of all that hard surface.
That's exactly right.
All right. So in carpet, any observations? I know you walked in while I was in Stanton. Any observations there?
Well, the new Stainmaster products were something that was kind of unexpected, so it was nice to be able to see those.
Yeah. They have 140 new styles, and they said half of which are synthetic and half of which are natural fiber. So that's a lot of new products, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you're seeing a lot of, and one of the things that we're going to transition into this year, is more pattern goods. It's a growing category for us. It's very important, a lot more important than it was just a year or two ago. So it's important to see everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, if carpet's going to end up being 35% of the house, if you just start thinking about the square footage of bedrooms, sometimes people might put just a little bit more style in those bedrooms, wouldn't you think?
I think that's the direction things are going to go. Mm-hmm. I think that there'll probably be less yardage sold or equal yardage sold next year, but I think we'll have our growth from selling better goods.
Yeah. By the way, I should ask you, when you start looking at your mix at the overall Nebraska Furniture Mart, can you share with me the percentage of soft to hard?
I've got rugs, which kind of makes it a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
But it's probably hard surfaces getting towards 30% of sales. Carpet and pad is still 50% of sales or so, and rugs take up with the other 20.
I see. I asked Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One, and in a C1 store, I think he said 51 or 52% carpet. That's what you said as well, right?
Yeah, pretty much. One of the things that you really have to take into account is the location of it. You know, the mix in our Texas store would be quite different than the one in Omaha.
Okay. Well, and any observations as far as new products with hard surface?
Well, the WPC products or the EV products, whatever it is that you're going to call those products, they certainly dominated the conversation in almost every booth we were in.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing well with those products in your store?
We're doing fantastic with those products.
Yeah.
It's a year of growth. You know, we're looking over the last few months of seeing in same condition stores 20 and 25% growth in the hard surface category.
So you're saying on year-over-year comps, you're seeing 20 to 25% growth in hard surface?
Over the last few months, that's exactly what we're seeing.
Okay, very interesting. So you continue to do real well in rugs. Do you think you do well in rugs because you also sell furniture and it's easy to buy a rug at the same time you're buying an upholstered piece of furniture?
I think it helps a lot. I think a lot of what it is, Kemp, is that you've got the selection. You know, Mrs. Consumer wants to make sure that she's able to see enough selection that she's made the right decision. And certainly in at least a couple of our stores, we have almost 10,000 feet dedicated to rugs and, you know, several thousand rugs on the floor. And that makes it pretty easy for her to feel like she's seen everything there is to see.
Yeah, and it's also a fashion item. You have to have someone on staff that knows how to talk about selling fashion, don't you?
Absolutely do.
Because, you know, I talk to some retailers, and if you're good at rugs, you can make a 50% gross margin on rugs and can be a very profitable piece of business for you. Some independent retailers love it, and some, you know, think it's burdensome because you have to carry the inventory.
Yeah, the negative to it is the labor part of it and the inventory part of it. You have to have a lot of rugs in order to sell a lot of rugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes people to be able to load those platforms or those racks, and it takes people to be able to flip them, wind them up, and put them in the cars and stuff. And that's a lot of dollars, so a lot of people don't want to mess with it because of that. One of the things that we did first in Texas, and then we've transitioned it to all of our stores, is we actually laid the rugs out by color on our hanging section,
mm-hmm.
which made it a lot easier for the consumer to kind of naturally go where she wanted to go. You know, if she's looking for a blue rug or a black rug, she automatically goes to that section, and that's made a real difference.
Well, let's face it. If we see in this trend, which you just pointed out, of a movement toward more hard surface sales, they're ultimately going to put a rug on top of that, aren't they?
Absolutely are. I've seen the studies where within 6 months, X percentage people buy a rug once they've bought a wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very true. I don't know what the percentage is, but I know it's a high one. People, they put the wood floors in or they put the laminate floors in, and one of the first things they do is they buy a rug for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to transition itself back to the pattern goods and carpet as well, where they want to make their own style, do their own thing, and not necessarily do what's on the hanging rack.
Do you do any studies around demographics that tells you who's in there buying today?
We're really getting into that right now. We haven't really done that up to this point, but we're really getting into looking at not only who's coming in and how often they're coming in, but what it is they're buying and then what things they buy after that. What's the trigger? If we buy this piece of furniture today, what are we going to be buying down the line? So we're in the infancy stage of that, but that's something we want to develop.
Okay, most people know you're a Berkshire Hathaway company, so they probably got some IT resources that they're focusing in this area of knowing exactly what's going to happen with the consumer, right?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time, you know, studying that kind of information because it's ultimately where things are going to go. We're just going to get better at doing those kind of things and targeting our markets better because of it.
All right, so the stock market, as you know, in January gave us all a little fright. What are your expectations for this coming year?
I think it's going to be a volatile year. I think it's going to be up and down. There's going to be highs and lows. I'm not sure where it's going to end up. And I think that's actually affected business to a certain point. You know, with the volatility and with the elections coming up, people are a little nervous about things.
Yeah. Is it not true also that you don't get quite the media buy that you do in non-election years because the elections tie up some of the open-to-buy in media, right?
It's very true that that happens, and it gets very competitive in the October and November time frames to try to get slots for your advertising.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Well, I appreciate you giving us an update. It's good to talk to you as always. Look forward to see you at the NFA meeting in Asheville just around the corner. Again, been talking to Dave Snitaker, who's Division Merchandise Manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart and President of the NFA. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.